Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's TC trade time.
Let's go, TC.
TC, you coming to watch football with us on Sunday?
No, I'm gonna be out of town.
Man, where you gonna be at?
That's
man?
Right. He's coaching. He's coaching.
That's right. TC Belichick.
Hey, you stupid. Hey, I was just trying to be active with the young life, like you, Kenny. You know what I'm saying? You the big homie.
Absolutely.
Hey, so now listen. Did you talk to D-Lo about that trade? I think so. I don't know if you looked at my text. That one. I could bring it to air, D-Lo. My bad, D-Lo. I should bring it to air. I'll be talking about text.
Go ahead and bring it to air, big dog.
Okay, so listen, I got two. Give me a minute, Jesse. The one I got is dealing with Zion. So it was Keegan Murray. I see it was Keegan Murray, DeMar DeRozan, next year's first, 2026, and a 2031 first round pick for Zion. Would you take that shot? Or is that too much?
No.
In my opinion, it's not.
No, it's fine. The Pelicans aren't trading Zion Williamson.
I get it. I just was like, man, you know what? That might be a juicy enough package, right, Paul, for Joe Dumars to be like, hey, I'll do this deal. I just was thinking about it. The other one is more doable, right? So I had, listen, and James Pam, when I brought it up earlier, James always talking about length. We need tall players. So I said, bro, listen to this trade, you and Kyle. I said I had – Keegan Murray, Malik Monk going to Houston for Jabari Smith and Tara Eason. Not only do you get length, right, you get defense first, and it balances out the roster better. Also, Houston can get their shooting that they need, and they get a wing back in Keegan Murray. James Hamm was all like, he said he didn't like the trade, and I said, Hammer, what do we want to do now, bro? We always say we want length, we need this and for the team, and then we talk about a package. It's like, no, every time it's has something to do with Keegan Murray. I'm just not understanding that, bro. I'm doing that deal with a heartbeat.
TC be cracking me up.
One of you guys recite the trades back to me now.
I didn't hear much after Juicy's package. I kind of just lost it after that.
I got the one that he texted. I got that one. It's the Kings get Zion and Zion only, and they give up. All right, now I'm really really locked into it. No, TC, we're not doing this. Zion and Zion only. You give up DeMar, Keegan, 2026 first rounder, and a 2031 first rounder. Neither one of them are your own. No, I'm not giving up Keegan. That defeats the purpose.
So 49ers Jags on Sunday.
Oh, man. I love TC. He always trying.
He's trying, man. He's going to get there, too, one of these days. He also said, sign me up. I'm doing it today without a doubt. 4 exclamation points. Oh, 3. I don't have my glasses on.
Well, it's not as impactful. Well, we can ask Keegan Murray on Monday at Media Day. Hey, how would you feel if you were traded for Zion Williamson? Oh, good, an impression. This is what I was
just
hoping
be
for.
Definitely the way the NBA is going, and I'll just be ready to play my game.
That's funny.
What?
Come on, that's funny.
No. Is there something you want to hear from Doug on Monday?
I want to know what the point of the season is.
Oh, God damn, man. Hey, Doug. What are we doing, man?
Exactly. Like,
what are we here for?
Not that bluntly, but yeah, like
what are we here for?
You said in a culture, are you trying to make playoffs? I hear wins. Just what is going on in this first year? What are you trying to do?
For the most part, I mean, you guys kind of know how I am, like, especially with this Kings team and where they're at. Like, talk is cheap, so I think Doug is going to say all the right things. If Scott talks, he's going to say all the right things. I think the players are going to say all the right things. It's time for action. It's time for actually putting it out there on the floor and executing and leading towards wins. These are a bunch of good guys. Like I said, Doug can speak about basketball every day of the week, and he's not going to say one thing that I don't ever agree with. Like, that's just the way he views the game of basketball and teaching and coaching and even playing it is something that I've never heard anything where I'm like, nah, I don't know about that. So I have no doubt he's going to do the same thing on Monday when he speaks about the team and what he's trying to build and the plans he has for it. It's just whether or not they can execute and buy in as a group, as a unit, to what he's trying to accomplish.
And I think Doug is going to have the idea that if you don't execute, there will be consequences.
Yeah.
If you don't buy in, I should say. That I'm going to help you execute, but if you don't buy into what we're doing, there'll be consequences. I think that's going to be his idea. The execution of that idea is significantly more difficult because you have to put players on the floor. And we saw it with Mike, Alvin, Luke. We saw it with a lot of different coaches who they preached two dribbles. I don't know if my game plan is working because they're not doing it. Mike gave tirades about defense and rebounding and all of these different things, but was smart enough to only select a few who, if they weren't doing what he asked, they went to the bench. That does not apply to everybody, and it's okay, but you have to be careful about what proclamation. Again, I'm not suggesting Doug is making a proclamation. I believe he has an idea of what he wants to do. But you have to be careful how you implement these ideas if they don't run across the board.
Right.
And I know Doug has plans for this basketball team to be significantly better than they were last year in multiple facets of the game. But getting this group of players to buy in is tough.
Yeah, and I know they want to be better on the defensive end. And can you think of, how do I put it? Can you think of a guy on the roster that you don't think is going to put out maximum or close to maximum effort, realistic effort on a defensive end?
No.
I can't either.
No.
So I don't think that'll be an issue.
I don't think this is that team. I would really love to know what frustrated guys like maybe DeMar or whoever else had issues with Mike Brown. I would like to know what the starting point of those issues were.
Yeah, I would too.
Was it the push for the deep? Was it the way he was teaching or coaching? Was it what he was trying to teach or coach? Was it just his messaging? Like, what exactly was it that rubbed multiple players the wrong way? We always use DeMar's name because DeMar said sometimes it's time for a change after Mike Brown being his coach for 3 months.
Well, and that's the other thing about DeMar saying it, right? Like, you could make the argument that we're going to name some players here that maybe you can name Malik, you can name Sabonis,
mm-hmm.
you can name those guys and say, well, these mm-hmm. are guys that may have had a problem with Mike Brown for a while, mm-hmm. a season and a half or something like that. DeMar just got here and he got a problem with him.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell's going on?
Yeah.
Like, what is he saying? What is he doing where this guy's like, yeah, I'm kind of over this. And to my knowledge, I don't know. Somebody can let me know, you know, how they, if they know more than I do on this one. I don't think that's been routinely an issue with DeMar DeRozan. Like, being over coaches and like, yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't feel like I've heard that over his
career. I mean, he had Casey, Pop, and Donovan. He hasn't had a lot of coaches.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying those are all of the coaches he's ever had, but I'm thinking of his most recent coaches. I don't think I'm missing anyone.
I don't think so either. So it's like, well, what was going on in that 4 months or whatever? Mm-hmm. That you were, if not completely out, I'm not saying he's just, man, I'm just out on this guy. You were looking at him a little funny.
Yeah.
At the very least.
Yeah.
Like, what was going on there?
I do think a lot of players, especially veteran ones, and this is a relatively older basketball team, I think people have a big issue, and I don't remember if it was Malik. I don't remember who pointed it out. But someone was like, you come in, you do shoot around, it's an hour long, you get, you know, you get a sweat, you get your workout in, you go over the game plan, and you get back to your game day routine, and it doesn't turn into a 2.5 hour start-stop speech. That was really telling to me, because I've known coaches who it drove players nuts that they would stop and talk. And like Jenny Busick was like that. She was like that with the Monarchs. She was like that with the Storm. Like, she would stop practice, and she wanted to teach. That's why I was talking about Mike being a teacher. You want to stop practice while everyone is, you know, warm, got the sweat going, adrenaline going. Stop. We got to go over something that just happened. Mm-hmm. Not go over something for a minute, but go over something for 10 minutes or 20 minutes. Get on your Peloton with your boy Alex. Do 15 minutes. And then do 15 minutes of a 45-minute workout. Hit the pause button and stop. Wait around for 10 minutes and then go pick it up. That's tough. Mm-hmm. And I think that drives some players nuts. Specifically, I think it drives veteran players nuts. And it goes back, like, we were on this from jump. Mike is going to have to change the way he coached this team from year one to year two, and he didn't. And this is what it resulted in. Mm-hmm. So I think one of the best parts about that is Doug was around for it. We might not know exactly what went wrong with Mike and, you know, that contingent of players that was just kind of out on him, but Doug does. Mm-hmm. And Doug knows, if nothing else, don't repeat those mistakes.
Right. Right. I don't know what it's going to lead to, and things are different specifically because there's no De'Aaron Fox here.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, think back to that 10 games, 10, 11 games when Doug first took over.
Mm-hmm.
Energy was just different. It wasn't mm-hmm. just that they were Absolutely. Winning games.
Yeah.
It was like they
were happy.
Yeah.
I mean, to like in its simplest form, they, yeah.
They had a, I think I talked about this a couple of weeks, but somebody had just replayed the Kings production video of that game against the Heat where they were down 20 at home, came mm-hmm. back, won in overtime mm-hmm. and all this other stuff. And they had the play where DeMar hits the shot to kind of put the game on ice. Everybody comes out, they're dapping him up. And then after the final buzzer, there's Doug Christie, Keon Ellis, and Domantas Sabonis at center court, just full on embracing each other, just this big hug. And it was like, it just felt like there was something going on. There was something happening. There was something that they weren't getting or they weren't locked into when Mike Brown was there at that particular time that Doug had tapped into. And not only did it work on the court, but it was something that everybody in that locker room seemed to respect. And I just wonder if that's something that can that can happen again. They had tapped into it, and then they got thrown a real curveball with Fox getting traded, and then you had a basketball situation where you didn't have point guard, all this other stuff. I wonder if they could tap into that, if they will tap it, if they already have tapped back into whatever was going on in that first 10 to 15 games or so, vibes-wise. I wonder if they can get back to that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
I hope so.
Because remember, I can't remember exactly, De'Aaron Fox missed what, three games or something like that during that stretch?
Yes.
It hurts an ankle. Or ribs or something. I think it was his ribs because he took a hard foul against Houston, I believe.
Oh, that's
or
right.
Memphis. No, it was Jaren Jackson. And yeah. Christie was about to beat him up.
Yeah.
And they went into Boston.
That's the greatest NBC Sports California fail ever. Doug's talking to Devin's dad. Devin's dad.
Eddie Carter, yeah.
And you can see they're talking, and Doug kind of looks up from him, and he can see he clearly sees Jaren Jackson, and he looks up again, and JJ's still there, and he kind of gives Anthony the hold on, and he goes, JJ, you could see him, but JJ, and the camera just goes to Draper. It's like, oh no, follow him. Follow this interaction. Oh man.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I'm not here to say Doug Christie can make miracles or turn water into wine, but I don't overlook the respect he commands and the respect that people have. Look at somebody like Zach LaVine. Mm-hmm. Well, Zach LaVine, for the most part, as far as I know, he don't really bother nobody. Like, it's the gift and the curse that he's kind of just there a lot of the times. Like, he doesn't really, it doesn't seem like, at least, that he's like this uber intense type guy or disruptive guy. He's just kind of there. And that works because he doesn't really cause a fuss. But also, you kind of want him to cause a fuss sometimes. Like, that's part of the issue with Zach. It's like, he's just always just kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Now, I need you to turn up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I need you to turn up. But
a little edgier.
Yeah. Say all that to say, like, he don't bother nobody. But
we'll bother someone.
Yeah. But even then, like, even when he's in his, like, just kind of chill mode, if there's one person that he respects the hell out of, knowing where he comes from in the Seattle area, it's a Doug Christie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's a Doug Christie. If somebody's going to tap into him and say, hey, I'm going to lock into, you know, this other aspect that hasn't been unlocked yet, it'll be Doug Christie. Like, all right, I'm Doug a legend, man. So I'm a play. I'm a step my guy, or I'm a, at the very least, listen a different way when he says something than maybe I would for Billy Donovan. But I was thinking of that other coach that tried to make them practice on Sunday for the Bulls, and they got mad at him. He was like an interim, like real quick. But
was it the college? What's his name?
They were pissed.
No, nah, I know. I can see the whole scenario. It was the older dude.
Yeah. Yeah. They tried to make them.
I keep wanting to say Calhoun. It's not Calhoun.
They tried to make. They weren't that good. Like, some would say they need to be practicing. But they had lost. And they had lost the game on a Saturday or something like that. And it's like, yeah, we got practice tomorrow Sunday.
Oh, no. What the hell we do? No. Was it Bowling? Jim Bowling?
Yeah.
Jim
Bowling. Yeah. It was Bowling. Good knowledge.
But. Well, I looked it up, but that was Jim Bowling. Yeah. I knew what I was looking for.
Yeah.
The Kings. So we just had we tied the Raiders and Kings together, but we just had a conversation about how, like, if Chicago beats the Raiders on Sunday, you know, given the, you know, the ass whooping they gave Dallas, the performance from Caleb Williams, maybe you start to see, okay, there's a little something there. I guess you got some positive momentum. Whereas if the Raiders win, it's kind of like, and I absolutely think the Raiders can win this game. I think the Raiders will win this game. It's just kind of like, okay, I think we're going to be judging the Raiders week to week. Or not judging the Raiders. I don't think the Raiders could win four in a row. And unless we see, and you pointed this out a minute ago, unless we see like a drastic change in their play, whether it's Ashton Jeanty, Geno Smith putting together consecutive games, which he's obviously more than capable of doing, and that offensive line giving both of those guys some protection, it's just going to kind of be like, all right, we'll see what they do next Sunday or next Monday or whatever. Is that what we're going to do with the Kings? Like the first, I mean, I know preseason doesn't really matter, but the first game we get here on Monday. The first game is like 10 days after that. That's Monday. They're not even practicing. So we're talking 8 practice days away, and they're probably not even practicing all 8 of those days. I remember last preseason game, the first one, the first quarter that shook up the world, 30 some odd points, I think it was. Maybe they were up 3 or down 3. Yeah. I can't remember, but that was somewhere around the margin.
Lamar was like perfect.
Starters were done. Man. And it was like, that's all I need to see. We all Jason Garrett-ed that joint. That's all we needed to see right there. And it's like, oh, this offense is going to be everything we thought. And then I don't think they won a preseason game. No one cared. Are we judging this basketball team? Or not we. Does this basketball team get judged quickly and harshly? Or do they go out there and beat it's not Utah. Who is it? The first game
Phoenix.
Of the season. Phoenix. They go out there and beat Phoenix. Is it like, all right, see you Friday?
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. Because so many people are just so down on this team.
And they can be changed, though.
They can be. It would take a lot. Like
10-2.
10-2 would do it. 10-2 would do it. But if they're,
because that means you probably beat Oklahoma City once or twice in there. Right. You probably beat the Nuggets.
But if you're 6-4, ain't nobody gonna be tripping.
Yeah,
that's like the equivalent of the Raiders 2-2. If the Raiders end up being 7-3, then we probably feel different about the Raiders. But and that's the equivalent of like the Kings going 10-2. But yeah, I don't know if it's going to take a lot to change people's minds in Kingsville. It's going to take a lot. People are really down on this team, really down on this franchise.
Yeah. I think there's going to be moments this year where the fan base gets excited. I think there could be a Utah-like moment. A Kevin Huerter-like moment.
Wow.
When he hits that shot and the crowd pops and everybody is all in.
Yeah.
I think that could happen at some point.
Wow.
Maybe that's wishful thinking. Maybe I'm just completely wrong about this basketball team and they're not. Maybe they really are a 30-something win basketball team. I just can't fathom that.
Would you guys be shocked if Kyle says,
"What if they're 6-7, 6-7?"
Would you guys be shocked if we got to the end of the season and I told you that yeah, the Kings won 35 games this year?
I would be.
I'd be
surprised if they won 35 games.
Let me ask.
I do not think that they're that bad.
Let me ask you a question: the Kevin Huerter shot that you talk about in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
What did that put the Kings' record at?
It was December. Help me a little bit. Was it the end of December?
End of December, almost the first of the.
I'm gonna go.
Or excuse.
I'll go like.
Let me make sure I have this correct.
This might be too high.
It might have been. I just had it. Oh, there we go. Yeah, it was right before New Year's Eve.
Okay. Yeah. So we had October, November. I'll go like. This might be too low of a number. Like. 12-10.
it's not that far off.
Okay.
It put them at 19-15.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That
I knew,
shot.
Yeah.
You would think it was like, oh, they were 22-8 after that one. And to your point, a Utah-like moment. Yeah. Dennis Schroeder hits a game winner that puts them 3 games over .500. Maybe we do have that same type of moment. Now. Well, we've always said that season just will not be replicated anytime soon. The excitement,
right.
The four games over .500 at that point in the season for the Kings felt like 24 games over .500.
Yeah.
And I think that's the difference between the two. But I bring that up to say it wasn't like they were going, like had this unbelievable record. They were 4 games over .500. Kings have been 4 games over .500 10 times since then, and having to elicit that type of reaction. Let me see another thing. Another great moment. Another, oh man, Golden 1 Center was electric. The Pistons game at home with Marvin Bagley's dad courtside. That was electric in the Golden 1 Center. You remember?
Yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. Were they down?
They were down.
And they came back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To win and go 9-6.
Oh, God.
We felt like, oh, it's different this year. It's different. They're going to 9-6. Now, I want to tell the whole story. They started off 0-4. That was their ninth win in the last 11 games at that point. And that also added to people feeling really excited about that moment.
All right, we'll come back. We'll talk more basketball. Kings Media Day is on Monday, and of course, a big weekend in the NFL as well. That's all ahead here. Stilo and Casey on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Rakim was here not too long ago, I think.
Was he?
Like a couple years ago, a year or two ago. I feel like he was. He was. It was on a Sunday evening out of nowhere. And I was like, wait, what?
Where was he? Why? I remember Rakim being at the, what was it? The Blue Note Jazz Festival, the thing that was in Napa.
Yeah.
I remember him being there.
I want to say, man, was he? Oh, this is going to bother
me. Well, shout out Rakim.
I feel like he was in...
Rakim hits the stage. At the rink?
The rink. That's what... Yeah. Yeah. What was it, like a year ago? 2 years ago?
No. It appears it was a couple months ago.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, he was at Harlow's, but that's 17. He was at... That was a decade ago.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Earlier this year. I love this. I say Rakim is the Dr. J of rap. And I say that because there are clearly better rappers that came after him. But he was the blueprint. He's the one that changed the game. Just like Dr. J, Jordan was better, Kobe, LeBron, all these other guys. But Dr. J was the one that, like, you can do what? You can, like, take off from the free throw line and dunk? What? You can be acrobatic? He's Rakim with the way that he raps, the way his flow is. He changed how rap was. Like we might be still rapping like Run DMC if it wasn't for Rakim and Big Daddy Kane.
His whole cadence, good one. The Big Daddy Kane one is a good one. His cadence was so different. And you're right, we would still be rapping about the hip. Hop, the hip, it, it, hip, it, hip, hip, hop, and you don't stop the brakes. All that stuff. I love hip hop. All of that stuff sounded the same. All of it sounded the same.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you guys earlier. We were trying to figure out what heavy metal is. Is Ice-T heavy metal?
Body Count? I think so. I think Body Count is heavy metal.
That's the first thing.
I don't
after,
know.
After they said Kiss, and I said Kiss, but you know who I was thinking of? I was thinking of Ozzy Osbourne. That's
Black
that's,
Sabbath.
That's what I was thinking of when I was thinking of heavy metal. Is that metal?
Yes. Black Sabbath, I think, is metal. Megadeth, that's got to be metal, right? What did you ask? Nope, not Doja Cat. I need... Body count is there's Ice-T. Normally it says the genre. It doesn't say the genre.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go metal.
Let's go with it.
Great. Well, we all learned something. Yeah, well,
we figured it out.
Maybe not all of us learned something. Maybe just D'Lo and Casey learned something.
We figured it out.
Great. Well done, everybody. Nice job, team. Nice job. Sorry.
I was just going to talk about this NFL Sunday. Some good games.
Yeah, there's a couple of good ones, man. Not just the Jaguars, not just the 49ers and Bears and all of the different things that we've been talking about. Like, give me the Bucs and Eagles this weekend.
That's big time.
Give me the Bucs and Eagles.
Who do you think wins that game? Now, who do you want to win?
Timeout. Can we hit timeout? But we'll get right back to that because I don't think once we get into the schedule, we start talking about these games, we're never going to go back.
Got you.
We had a good one last night, Cards and Seahawks. There was several interesting discussions about Russell Wilson last night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can't remember who. I don't think it was Rich, but it might have been. Is this a thing? And two, if it is Russell Wilson doing it? The question was, the statement was made, like, I'm worried Russell Wilson is playing himself out of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it was Tony Gonzalez.
Tony Gonzalez said it. Richard Sherman agreed with it.
Oh, he couldn't wait. He couldn't wait to agree with that
Tony Gonzalez is the one who brought that up. One, is that even a thing? And two, if it is Russell Wilson in the process of doing it?
I don't know if it's a thing. If it is, yes, Russell may be in the process of doing it.
Oh, man.
He's 4 seasons into this trash now.
Yeah, but the 4 seasons doesn't erase what he did before that.
It shouldn't.
He hasn't been, I mean, he wasn't terrible his first year in Denver. He wasn't great, but he wasn't terrible.
He started his decline at the age of 34. That's his first year in Denver. So I think gets lucky.
10, 11, that's, he had 10 really good years with Seattle, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the killer. He was
never an MVP.
He was always borderline in some people's minds already. Before you get to the start of this downfall, he was already borderline.
We're saying borderline Hall of Fame.
He was already that. And then you fall off the cliff the way you have?
Well, that interception is what makes him borderline.
Yeah.
Because there's no borderline when you have 2 Super Bowls.
He was never an all-pro quarterback, like number one. Best he did for offensive player of the year was finished 3rd. And then everything else is just Pro Bowls.
Do you think he's a Hall of Famer?
10-time Pro Bowl, 1-time Super Bowl champ.
There's a new bar. Eli's a Hall of Famer.
I'll take Eli's career over Russell's, too.
Well, because he has 2 Super Bowls.
His passing numbers, I think, are higher, too, all time.
Are they?
Yeah, like Eli's like near top 10. I think Russell's like top 20-ish. Look it up right now.
Let me ask you guys this question. I ask you this, Jesse. Who do you think is better, Eli or Russell Wilson? Who do you think was a better player?
I like Eli. I might be one of the few.
I like Eli, too. Jason Jones is a good friend.
Eli's 11th all-time in passing yards. Russell Wilson's 15th.
I may be scarred by some of the things he was doing to my 49ers. But I think Russell Wilson was better.
He might be about... They're similar. I mean, Eli was never like this. Like, he was never an all-pro, like, number one quarterback either. But he was always, like... For the time, he was, like, elite, I guess.
If
I think
nothing,
you say the same about Russell.
Bring the show full circle. We start with two quarterbacks that are basically on the same team.
Yeah. Eli also, real quick, 11th in passing touchdowns all time. Russell Wilson is 12th, right behind him. I don't know. He'll never catch him, though.
I'm actually surprised Russell is as high in these numbers.
I didn't think he was going to be that high either.
As he is.
Yeah. Shout out Joe Flacco, 22nd all time in passing touchdowns.
I think Russell Hall of Famer, man. I lived it. And he was one of the best quarterbacks in the game for a decade. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what the numbers, Jesse's reading them off, but like, I don't know what they say, how they compare one championship to two or whatever. I'm not going to go into the minutia of all that. I lived it for about a decade. He was one of the top 5 to 7 quarterbacks, it felt like, every year.
He's got the numbers all time. Yeah, if we're asking if these last 4 years of his career are taking him out the Hall of Fame, then he probably is a Hall of Famer.
Maybe I'm struggling with the concept of playing yourself out of the Hall of Fame.
Well, just because he's been so bad, where it's like, maybe you can even point to, like, might not even just be age. He's just horrible right now.
What was this? The second year in Denver wasn't that bad. 30-70 for yardage, 26-8.
It was enough for them to give away, what was it, like $70 million from the league, though?
The problem is...
And he was being sabotaged.
That's true, too. Yeah. But look at the combined record of him starting games those 2 years. It's 11-19.
Yeah, it's ugly.
I think
that was a little premature by Richard. Richard couldn't wait. He couldn't wait to jump.
I'm glad you brought that up, Tony. Let's talk about it.
What did Richard Sherman say? He's like, yeah, anytime he hasn't had an elite defense, he's just been a below 500 quarterback.
He didn't even do that. He wasn't even that subtle. He referenced the Legion of Boom by name. Yeah, he was not that subtle with it. Like, he brought up that defense that crew had, and yeah. When with it?
Yeah, Russ should go in the Hall of Fame. I think so.
I don't think I thought you were going to say that, but I think so.
There are far worse players. I'll take it outside of the scope of a quarterback. There are far worse players than Russ in the Hall of Fame. He should be in the Hall of Fame. And that doesn't mean like those guys are bad. It's just... There are players that, I should say it this way, that Russ is better than in the Hall of Fame already. So he should be a Hall of Famer.
Okay. All right. I wanted to make sure
I told you guys this was happening a few years ago, though.
Oh, that's revisionist history. You believe this guy?
No, that's all. We bring the tape up. Bring the tape up. This was Zoom era. D'Lo and KC.
No. Hold on.
This might have been Gap. D'Lo and KC.
No.
When I said, "Yo, man,
don't call for Zabo's help." You took the Run Your Game League and ran it into the ground. Now you're asking for Zabo's help. Now you got Zabo playing in the Legends game in October, and now you're asking him to pull clips for you.
Looking like Yogi Bear out here.
God. Talking about, I remember when the game was great.
Yeah, I told you guys. They ran me off the show when I said that, both Jesse and D'Lo.
I don't remember it that way.
I don't either. You're literally the only person who says that.
Sorry, it's gonna
rain. Hey, sorry, Casey. Can't pull the clip for you, dog. Can't pull the clip for you, dog. Okay. Now that we dealt with the Russell Wilson, we can get back to the schedule. Bucks Eagles. You ask me who do I want to win versus who I think is going to win. Obviously, I want the Bucks to continue this run. I have concerns.
Oh.
For my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Um, Jesse said, I think it was earlier this week, because I think I said, what if the Bucs beat the Eagles? And Jesse said, you got to take the Buccaneers as Super Bowl contenders. I think the Bucs can beat the Eagles. I think I think the Bucs will beat the Eagles this week. I think they're primed for it. I don't know that I'm going to elevate them to Super Bowl contenders yet.
Okay. You're not real Bucs.
He's not
real Bucs.
You're right.
He's not real Bucs like us.
Zabo's real Bucs. Zabo's real Bucs. I'm right there. I don't know what I'm seeing with them, but I know when Baker has the ball late, like I think he can convert for you. And if this game stays close and the Bucs have a chance late, yeah, I absolutely think Baker can convert late and win them the game.
I also realized who was that defensive coordinator for the Jets a couple days ago. Makes all the sense in the world now. Yeah. Oh, no, look. All they need is a field goal. Hey, DBs, play 14 yards off. Play 14 yards off. Back up. Kyle Shanahan said, God damn it, timeout. What the hell are you doing? I had never seen that before. Kyle Shanahan called a timeout. I said, what the hell are you doing?
Well, you remembered it for a different reason. Baker didn't forget it.
I saw that.
Yeah, Baker did not forget who was over there.
And Steve Wilkes had a good response to that. Did you see that?
I saw he said something. Was it today? I didn't see what he said, though.
He said it wasn't like nothing like angry or anything. He's like, I don't think I had the personnel power the way he probably remembers it. He said, if that was the case, I wouldn't. Now, this might have been a shot. He said, if that was the case, I wouldn't have got rid of our best player in Christian McCaffrey. So
no.
He looks at it how he wants to, but I didn't have the personnel say he probably thought I did. So there's that. But to your point, I think the Bucs are going to win on Sunday. I think the Eagles are ripe for the picking when you talk about losing a game.
Yeah.
They haven't looked overly impressive at all to start the season. Still 3-0, and that's all that matters. But a team as good as the Bucs, having to play them on the road. Excuse me.
Having My to bad, play I didn't have you back.
No, you're good. Having to play them on the road, I think that should be the Bucs getting that W. I think that would...
That's a good call. That game is in Tampa Bay.
I think the Bucs are a playoff team. I think they're going to win that division. I think they're a really good team or whatever. I would feel some type of way about them if they lost that game. I know that sounds crazy saying you're going up against the defending champions and you lose, but I just think this is the Bucs moment right here for this part of the season.
Kenny's
win.
Kenny's tough.
Well, I'm not throwing him out into the pasture. I just said, maybe you're not as good as I think you are.
I think it's going to be a little tough for the Bucs. I think their offensive line isn't the healthiest, and they'll be without Mike Evans. And I think they're getting Godwin back, but I want to see what he looks like after breaking his ankle or leg, however that was. I don't know if he's going to be the same wide receiver.
It might have the offensive rookie of the year, though.
Yeah, I mean, Egbuka's look good. This will be a real test for him, too.
Yeah. I'm going to ask.
They're fully healthy, then I think it'd be a lot different, not including Godwin. But if Mike Evans wasn't dealing with a hammy and just things were looking a little bit healthier, I think I'd probably lean Bucs, too.
Is it wrong that the only thing I thought about is we got to get Mike Evans to 1,000 yards? No. We cannot let this end. Like, this can't be the Undertaker streak where it just ends, like, out of nowhere. Like, Mike Evans has got to get to 1,000 yards.
Mike Evans at 991 yards in the last game of the season.
And having missed, what would it be if he played the rest of the games? Four games? Because he's out 3-4.
Yeah.
I don't think I feel like I know the direction. I'm not even gonna ask you. You can chime in second. Colts Rams. Jesse just gave me the
what? I'm just smiling. Going to ask you a question.
No, you just no chance.
I mean, like for them to win or for me to respect them as a contender.
No. I don't think the Colts are contenders in any way. Can they beat the Rams this week? Will they beat the Rams this weekend?
I don't see it. But if they do, then yeah, you have no choice but to pay attention to them. Finally, like they've been playing good football.
They could win that,
like,
division.
Yeah.
I mean,
the Colts are good.
No disrespect to the Colts at all.
They're a good football team.
I'd be looking at the Rams kind of funny if they lost this game.
Yeah, I think I'm with Casey. And it feels like we're disrespecting the Colts, but I'm not trying to do that.
No, it's in L.A.
It's in L.A.
That has a lot to do with it. The Rams are supposed to be a good team. You should be able to handle. I want you to win that game. It's the same reason, to maybe a smaller degree. It's the same reason some people are looking at the Ravens a little funny now, because you're at home. Yeah, you played a good Lions team, but you gotta win that game. In some people's eyes, that's how I'd be feeling about the Rams.
Okay. This is the Colts' moment to. We're for real.
It is.
This is for real.
It is.
Now, a 3-1 football team, it doesn't mean you're not for real if you lose to a team that I think everyone believes is a Super Bowl contender. Well, then there's Ravens Chiefs.
I got questions about either team that loses after that one.
I don't.
I love the Ravens, but 1-3, and just like I said, I don't know. I got some questions.
I don't.
Especially losing to that Chiefs team.
If the Ravens lose, I don't, but I understand what Jesse's saying. I get it. Like, you're 1-3. You got the Chiefs on the ropes. This is when you, to be honest with you, this is when you give the Chiefs the knockout blow.
Yeah, the Ravens. I just think going into it, the Ravens are just a better football team right now. The Chiefs are vulnerable. Like, just go get that win.
I believe all those things are true. Oh, man. I was going to say this isn't the knockout blow. However, week 5 for Kansas City is against Jacksonville.
Huh.
Week 6 is against Detroit. Week 7 is against the Raiders. Week 8 is against the Commanders. And then week 9... right before their bye.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Don't say they got to go to Buffalo.
It's at Buffalo.
Oh, boy. Chiefs need this one. I did pick them during
By the way,
bad props.
3 of those games are primetime games.
Yeah. I did pick the Chiefs during bad props, though. I'm going to show some respect to the heart of a champion and say they get one. And I still think the Ravens will have time to turn things around. I think they'll be okay.
Oh, let's do that. Let's do that exercise here with Baltimore real quick. Baltimore sitting at 1-2. Of course, we think they look different. They have Houston coming up. They have the Rams coming up. Both of those games are in Baltimore. They've got a week 7 bye. Then they got Chicago and a 3-game road stretch that's at Miami in primetime, at Minnesota, and at Cleveland.
A Miami game in primetime is going to be tough. Going to be a reinvigorated Dolphins team playing for a new coach.
Well, you get your jokes off.
What's that,
Wilson? just some quick math. Just some quick math. That looks like a Thursday game.
They always
so that's
Thursday
a Thursday. It's a Thursday game at Miami.
Why they be doing that to my boy Lamar? They always got him Thursday in Miami.
I mean, doing it to Lamar, it's usually where Tua goes out.
Oh,
doing
God.
That to us.
He survived this year so far.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. The family group chat was like, oh, my gosh, they put us Thursday night against Buffalo. It's going to happen again.
Oh, man. I didn't even think about that, but you're absolutely right.
By the way, the Colts, the Rams, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
The Colts, you know, they go to L.A. and say they lose and they become 3-1. They'll be all right. They got a little bounce back game the following week.
Who's he disrespecting?
No.
Who's he disrespecting?
Oh,
who are they playing? Who is it? Are they playing
the
Raiders?
Raiders?
Oh, I knew it. I knew it.
Wow. Man, Casey hates y'all.
They might play the 2-2 Raiders.
They might. But as we outlined for like an hour, what would that even mean?
Mm.
What would that? Any thoughts on the Dublin game?
You know,
Vikings. It's yeah. Yeah, you won't even be awake.
Sleep.
Hey,
I might watch the fourth quarter.
I might call winner of this game good. Whatever team wins is good.
Oh, okay.
Carson Wentz again still, right?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, right?
D-Lo's boy.
Don't do that. What if someone's listening for the first time?
Well, I'd assume you want Mike Tomlin to finish above 500 in order to do that. Rodgers has to play well, so in theory that is your guy by association.
I want the best for Mike Tomlin.
Vikings win that game.
Yeah, I'm with you. We appreciate you for being with us. We'll hope you'll join us this Sunday at Baker Family Wine in West Sacramento. It's right there on Industrial Boulevard. Just search Baker Family Wine. in your apps, man. We are going to have a good time. We are going to be watching football together. We're going to be drinking wine. We're going to be hanging out with Dusty Baker. Dusty Baker's going to... How many times can you say, yo, I sat around and watched football with Dusty Baker,
man,
while drinking his wine?
Come on, man.
We'll have food there, food trucks, charcuterie boards, all of that great stuff, man. Please come hang out with us this Sunday, 1 o'clock, Baker Family Wines, yep. And then we'll be back here Monday, King's Media Day.
Ooh, it's that time of year.
On Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos, 49ers!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.